Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us on the 15th of May, 2024. The whole idea behind this particular session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we had a very significant inflation-related event yesterday, coming in considerably higher above expectations. I'll show you the numbers in just a second. And we would have expected these markets to react in a very specific way to what we regard as higher inflation numbers on the PPI side, which are your input costs. And we've seen this market play out in exactly the opposite fashion. So we want to explain why that's the case. I know we've kind of touched upon it many, many times over the last number of months. But there is a very important disconnect to be mindful of moving forward, because it will present some fantastic opportunities at some point. The question is, at what point will we be able to benefit from those opportunities? So let's explain in a little bit more detail what I'm talking about. Please see a risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these really quite I suppose, upside down markets. And it is a quandary which the markets are currently ignoring, which could very well come back to bite them in the backside, so to speak. So in terms of a quick introduction, then, all profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade. So what market are you looking at will be a really important decision for you to make. And then looking at the levels, where do we then enter and exit these markets? Of course, how do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, and trade psychology? All very important features. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of consistency, accuracy, discipline, and of course, be patient as well when required. Okay, so let's begin to explain this current market dynamic, which is really quite bullish in nature. So for that, we need to take a little step back. So the price action was pretty bland going into yesterday's PPI numbers. And we were expecting, I suppose, a little bit more positive, a bit of an uptick on the forecast. If you look at the previous PPI numbers, which came in negative territory, we're expecting a bit of an uptick on that. But instead, we saw a 60 basis point swing from minus 0.1 to positive 0.5. So quite a significant uptick on the core PPI and PPI numbers. So that clearly states that the input costs are still increasing. And this is a month-on-month number as well, don't forget. Now, strangely, the year-on-year is coming in at 2.2, which is a number which doesn't really make sense, but that wouldn't be unusual for inflation numbers not to make that much sense. And we also, we were very eager to hear what Jerome Powell had to say yesterday at 3 o'clock. And this is just a very, very brief summary. If you go into Forex Factory and you click on the news tag tab, you'll get a list of kind of, I suppose, headlines and articles, and you may want to read in a little bit more detail. But I just want to just highlight a couple of things that, you know, that Powell had mentioned. Fed's Powell is unfazed by the latest hot inflation reading. He seems to be very unfazed because they've been anticipating inflation to come back to 2% for the last 6 months, and we have yet to see, we have yet to see these inflation numbers come in line with Fed expectations. And don't forget, they've got 400 PhD students. They've, you know, working full-time hours to put all this together and to make certain predictions and projections. And they don't seem to be anywhere close to getting these things right. So a couple more headlines. Powell says inflation has been higher than thought and expect rates to hold steady. Okay, well, he's been talking about rate cuts since December. Now he's talking about holding rates steady while inflation is still higher. We've seen demand for workers cooling off pretty substantially. Yes, but that is the only indicator that he can really lean on to any great extent, which is the job jolts number, which has cooled. But that's only the number of jobs that are available. Moving on, Powell don't think likely next move would be a rate hike. Well, he said in the last FOMC that rate hikes were pretty much off the table. So too was a stagflating economy. That was off the table as well. And he was pretty clear about these things. Now he's not so clear about these things. He don't think likely next move would be a rate hike. Well, slightly different from what he was saying a couple of weeks ago. Fed's Powell, US economy has been performing very, very well. This is the reason broadly why all these equity markets and the rallies that we've been seeing, a lot of it is corporate earnings driven, which is performing really well because whichever way you look, there seems to be plenty of capital swimming around the system, even though these central banks are pushing rates and we're at what's broadly expected as restrictive territory. It just doesn't feel like it's restrictive territory, because if financial conditions are restricted, you don't generally get equity markets rallying at all-time highs, and yet that's what we see. So can you imagine what happens when we get to a stage when the central banks start loosening financial conditions, i.e. making more money available in this type of environment? It takes elevated equity markets and pushes them considerably higher. So this market has been rallying off the back of Jerome Powell's sentiment and wanting to clearly kind of ignore the data and just focus on what Jerome Powell says. And what he says seems to change like the wind. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks to the Foreign Bankers Association. The economy has been performing very well. So he's unfazed by the latest hot inflation reading. Will he be unfazed today if the CPI comes in at 3.4, 3.5, 3.6? So all it does is just puts the ability for these central bankers who want to start cutting rates, the ECB, the BOE, and the Fed, all have made it clear that the conditions that they're actually looking to cut rates sooner rather than later. But these numbers don't allow that to be the case. And the problem is with cutting rates when we have inflation really quite hot or sticky at best, means that we could get a re-emergence of this inflation dilemma. and it will all be Fed-induced and central bank-induced. So yesterday, just looking at the price action, we're going into CPI numbers later on today. But looking at these PPI, we would have expected, and I'll just move this little sheet on here. We would have expected, if inflation is proving stickier or higher than expected, which is what those yesterday's PPI numbers were, we would have expected risk-off market conditions, US indices to be rolling over to the downside. We would have expected the dollar to find a bit of strength. We would have expected US bond yields to actually be pushing higher. They pushed higher briefly and then kind of very slowly softened. And the commodity story is a slightly unique little dynamic at the minute. So this is what we would have expected, and basically risk off. So indices lower, dollar higher. Let me show you what we actually saw. So when we talk about risk off, is that risk off? Absolutely not. Let's get up our pen. So risk off conditions, nowhere to be seen. We had an initial kind of rollover to the downside, but then we rallied pretty smartly. Again, this is one of these conditions that this is the move we saw. And we would have kind of expected that kind of move. So we're looking at and dealing with markets that are not moving in line with our expectations at all. We would expect markets to react in one way due to higher inflation, and we see a pretty strong pivot, and then we see that pivot kind of reinforced by Jerome Powell, causing, you know, equity markets to kind of continue to rally, and really, because they've got a slightly longer term time frame, they can say, right, well, we can still commit our capital to these markets, and the Fed will have to step in to save it. So it seems to be kind of a win-win dynamic at the minute. What's really puzzling is that Jerome Powell has stated many times that the biggest threat to the US economy is inflation. So they're going to do everything they can to get inflation down. But he keeps talking up markets. Still not too sure what the thinking is behind that. How or why does he need to do that? Not too sure. I'm not sure what he gets out of these equity markets at all-time heights if he wants to bring inflation down. Because all these asset prices are increasing. You know, it's still quite an inflationary dynamic. Whether it's jobs, whether it's wages, whether it's the actual economy itself, which is performing really quite well, whether it's the actual inflation numbers themselves, and many, many other sort of lesser economic indicators are all suggesting that the economy is performing pretty well with rates up at 5.5%. So the question is, you know, why change or shift that that narrative? So we're getting a rally when we really wouldn't expect one, especially up at these higher levels. So we've got an upside down market condition which doesn't really fit well with what we would expect these markets to do, and therein lies the difficulty for us. Now, ironically, we're pretty close to booking in profit on our NASDAQ trade, so we're willing to stay in it if we could stay in it, and that was the case. So we've done well off the trade, and we're pretty close to booking in profits as well. We'll have a look at this trade now very shortly, see if we can book it in profits. And I'm pretty sure we'll be doing that before we get to CPI in a few hours' time. So we would have expected the same narrative in the dollar, for the dollar to actually strengthen, and we've seen the dollar weaken really quite aggressively. And we've seen that across most of these currency markets. Still not able to see the yen find a bit of strength against the dollar, even though we've seen some strong weakness. So that in itself is a little bit concerning. A lot of indecision in the dollar Swiss, dollar CAD. The CAD is looking stronger. We've got this weaker dollar narrative as well. Getting a strong rally in the Aussie dollar, which could be worth looking at. Same situation. We were talking about at what point will we start to see these structural failure trades? Well, the answer is yesterday. But here's the problem. We're going into CPI numbers that could come in quite strong. And under that situation, we would probably expect the dollar to really significantly strengthen. So we're stuck between a rock and a hard place at the minute. And when we're in positions like this, we kind of want to stick with the fundamentals as we see them and our trade plan as we see them, rather than go against it and trade in the opposite direction when we understand that these fundamentals are suggesting one thing and the market is doing the other. So we don't necessarily want to get sucked into that dynamic. However, technically, there's decent quality trades there to try and take advantage of. The yen is really quite weak against the euro and the pound. At what point will we get this little rollover? I'm not too sure. The equity markets are in a bit of a strong rally. Again, not particularly in line with our expectations. Now, today's CPI numbers out of the US could be a bit of a game changer for these markets, and we'll probably see some significant volatility. We've still got the German, the European equity markets are rallying to a very significant extent. So what does it mean if these central banks start to cut rates? It means it's more accommodative. It's cheaper to refinance. It means, you know, more capital in the system, and it generally means further upside from there. So how do we justify further upside when we're at the top of the tree already during a rate hiking cycle? Unfortunately, it just doesn't make too much sense to us. Commodities. We have a weaker dollar. Our bias will be to the downside. We're still in crude oil lower and gold. We were able to get into gold yesterday, largely because it was the only trade that was giving us an opportunity to hedge this inflation narrative. So the markets are pretty much ignoring the inflation story, which is the actual numbers are actually getting higher rather than getting lower. So the equity markets and Jerome Powell seem to be ignoring that side of the dynamic. But gold, we anticipated, was going to react in a kind of a more of a positive manner because it is a hedge against inflation. So we expect further upside in gold, ironically. And we're still in crude oil to the downside. Our bias is still lower, but you can see we're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. So is this the buy the rumor, sell the fact trade? Is this the problem that we're going to experience in the next few days? That's what it's currently looking at. The buy the rumor, sell the fact. So what's our trade plan? We're kind of forced into sticking with the market fundamentals. And we certainly have a little bit more bullish market conditions. So yesterday we were pretty flat. We saw the PPI numbers come in. We were expecting a risk-off condition and we got a risk-on market response. And we're thinking, okay, that's quite interesting going into CPI today. So bullish market conditions going into today's US CPI numbers. I just want to add in there, potentially sticky US CPI numbers. So that's our market summary. Not quite what we would have expected to happen, but it is what we would like to focus our attention on. So we would like to keep all options going into, we would like to keep all options open going into this week's US inflation numbers. Going into today's US CPI inflation numbers. Higher inflation risk off versus lower inflation equals risk on. Right. So loosely, that's our position. So just to recap, guys, and we'll wrap up there. We'll switch rooms now to our daily mentorship room. So in terms of market summary, we're looking for bullish market conditions going into today's potentially sticky US CPI numbers. This is not a market condition that we're that in tune with. So as a result, we'd like to keep all options open. We're not going to go in for these dollar weakness trades and these equity buy trades until we get, I suppose, the market fundamentals moving in line with our expectations. So we would like to keep all options open going into today's US CPI inflation numbers. But what we're looking for is higher inflation equals risk off, in our opinion, versus lower inflation. We'd be looking for some risk on trades. So that's going to be our trade plan. I'm going to post it there into the chat box for you guys so you can take it away with you. We'll switch rooms now. So if you want to join us for the European trading session, you're very welcome to do so. I've just posted that into the chat box there now for you. And we'll see you in a little while. So thanks very much for joining us. Those of you that want to switch rooms, we'll see you in the other room now in just about a minute's time. And we'll speak to you soon. And this CPI number today is likely to be very, very interesting indeed. Okay, on that note, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. The narratives are a little bit sort of upside down right now, but once that starts to ease its way through, we'll be looking to see if we can capitalize accordingly. Right, great stuff. On that note, listen, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetradingroom.com and we'll speak to you then. Thanks so much, guys. Do take care. Bye for now.